Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Sarah Place as we talk about methane emissions from cattle. Back on that in just a moment.
With more Black Angus influenced cattle qualifying for the Certified Angus Beef brand than ever before, it's clear that the Angus Bull is America's bull. He sires calving ease, growth, and superior marbling. He works well in any environment and on any cow, regardless of breed. Make sure that an Angus bull serves as your director of herd improvement. Go to Angus.org to learn more. Angus, America's breed.
Coming up Friday, March 1st, it's Express Ranch's Spring Bull Sale at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring 466 Angus and 54 Hereford bulls that'll be selling. You can attend the sale in person at the ranch in Yukon, or you can bid in real time on liveauctions.tv or at Superior Video Livestock Auction. You can go to www.expressranches.com for complete information about the Spring Bull Sale, including the sale book and sale videos. Express Ranch's Spring Bull Sale, Friday, March 1st, 12 noon. Our report brought to you today by American Angus Association, America's Breed. Dr. Sarah Place is with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. She is the Senior Director for Sustainable Beef Production Research. And Dr. Place says one of the big issues for the cattle industry here when it comes to the greenhouse gas debate, the amount of methane emissions coming from cattle across our country and around the world. And she says that the recent Eat Lancet report that calls for drastic reductions in meat consumption is all based on very high greenhouse gas emissions being assigned to cattle.
They kind of misrepresent greenhouse gas emissions or our potential to get better. And I think you've talked to Dr. Frank Mintlener recently about this whole methane issue and how we account for methane. And even though that's quite complex, it's super important for us to understand in agriculture, because the way methane is being counted now is essentially overinflating the impact that cattle are having on the climate. And ultimately, that's why people are concerned about climate change. And so making sure that people understand that these methane emissions that are coming from U.S. cattle that have been on the decline over time are not contributing to higher concentrations in the atmosphere and therefore more warming, right? So we do need to make sure that's clear. And that drives home the point that the answer to all this in terms of feeding 10 billion people in the future is just doing more with less, staying on this path of being responsible stewards of the land. We're going to be able to get there. And countering this kind of negative worldview that's out there by this Eat Lancet group and others that are essentially betting against U.S. farmers and ranchers around the world, and scientists to get better. And, you know, we can absolutely nourish everybody and do so in a responsible manner.
And Dr. Place says there's some new research out there. Dr. Frank Mintlener, UC Davis, has been talking about this a great deal regarding methane and basically a 10-year cycle that involves cattle and the emissions that they are producing.
There's been some great research that actually has come out of Oxford University over in the UK from non-agricultural scientists, but looking at this issue from a lens of climate science, right? And this is really what's kind of gotten this conversation started in the last few months. And I think what it comes down to is it's tough to explain, but essentially saying, you know, of course, cattle, other ruminants have always been emitting methane. As you referenced, about in 10 to 12 years, that methane gets destroyed in the atmosphere. It goes back to carbon dioxide. And as we all know, carbon dioxide gets taken up by plants during photosynthesis. So it's essentially just a cycle, right? The carbon is cycling through the system. When we run into an issue is if we have greatly expanding herds, right, to a tremendous degree, and we were really increasing the amount of ruminant methane that comes out every year. But that's just not the case in the United States, right? We've had declining herds, steady herds, so it's not an issue where we're adding more methane to the atmosphere. Globally, it's a little bit different issue, but again, that's just comes down to helping our fellow man out in the rest of the world of how can they get better, right, with the resources they have and get into a similar situation where they're being more productive. You know, so it's, again, it's not an insurmountable issue, and it's just putting it back in perspective that, you know, it's just not going to amount to a hill of beans, right, what you eat in terms of climate change. We just really need to drive that home to people. Changing diets is not a panacea solution for climate change. In some ways, it's a bit of a distraction because it draws people's attention away from other issues and just the complexity of how we're going to deal with this.
Right.
You know, at the end of the day, is that the type of a message that you'd like to see advanced by the cattle industry that maybe you're working on for NCBA?
Absolutely, yeah. So that really comes down to it. It's owning up that we, of course, have impacts, but they're often made out to be a lot bigger than they are. We're working on getting better. We have a tremendous – our cattle producers have a tremendous track record of cutting emissions, right? I mean, we've essentially cut the total emissions by a third in the United States over the last four decades, and we produce the same amount of beef, right? So that success in the past shows us the way forward, right? We're going to keep getting better. And then the other side of it is just reiterating to people kind of the basics. Again, this upcycling message, right? And then all the benefits of all the grazing lands that we have in the United States, right? Our cattle producers are providing way more to society than just beef, right? They're providing that open space. They're maintaining habitats. So we just want to draw attention to that bigger picture for people and make sure they don't get stuck on this issue of just greenhouse gas emissions per calorie, right? That is not sustainability. And unfortunately, people have equated it to it, but we have to counter that message and say, no, it's about the bigger picture, and absolutely beef is sustainable. We're going to keep getting better. Our producers are proud of what they do, and they should be.
Dr. Sarah Place. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Quartermaster Creek is hosting its spring bull sale again this year, February 27th. This year's sale features 100 two-year-old bulls sired by leading AI sires, plus 70 open yearling heifers carrying Quartermaster Creek genetics. Sale starts at 12:30 at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma. Sale books on request or online at www.quartermastercreek.com. Or for more information, call Mike and Annie Switzer at 580-445-3889. That's 580-445-3889. Quartermaster Creek, real life, real beef.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.